This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is Wednesday. Let's get to business. That song is, every time I hear it, it's more uncomfortable. I'm like, I don't know about that one. I know what you want to do, but I'm just not going to give you the satisfaction this early. I know you want to ask me about Russell Wilson. Well, too bad.
Wait, what happened with Russell Wilson?
I don't want to talk about it. We'll do it later.
What?
Hey. Wait till your father gets home. We'll do it later.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You just wait till later. You wait till I tell your dad how you behaved. Listen, well, I'll address it, but I need some time. Can we start with something else?
Yeah.
Because I'm actually peak copium in my world. But see the guy over there in that T-shirt?
Yeah.
Okay. He's not okay. Kennicott is decidedly not okay. Not just because David is not here to do most of the work. No. Because Kenny had a real double dip. And when you go into the show sheet and you just see anger from Kenny, you know that something's wrong. So it started with last night's all-too-predictable Wings game, which we're not going to lament. We're not going to spend time on. It's pointless. They were not expected to win the game. Cutscene. They didn't win the game. He started going in on the Tigers about stuff. And I said, okay. And I'm going to bring Kenny on momentarily. I want you to hear this. But I said, Kenny, I think there's a more effective way for us to do this. With the season starting tomorrow, and I know you're going to have something tomorrow for the people regarding, you know, spring production, who keeps it up. There's something different, and it's a word association. So I have got a bingo board of roughly 10, 11 things related to the Tigers. And I'm going to ask people, give me in three words or less your word association for this. And part of it plays into what Kenny's going to say, because Kenny is all bent out of shape. And I heard this discussed on the mornings. I think they talked about it on the middays in between their 7-round mock. And Kenny was actually fired up about this. And I'm like, okay, I'm not angry about it. It's more of me just kind of saying, well, I don't like those moves. Kenny, if you can control yourself,
so
you
word
can
association.
Talk. We're going to get to the word association.
Oh, okay.
I want to give Kenny a chance to vent.
Gotcha.
But because then I want to know if he's partially insane or totally insane. But please, Kenny.
He did have a lot earlier today on the phone with me. So I know. Okay.
Kenny.
Well, it all depends on which direction you want to go in, because I had a lot of thoughts, feelings, and emotions about the Red Wings last night.
No, I don't want to hear any of it.
That and also the Tigers. I mean, the idea, first of all, the idea that you want to replace the things that people care about. People actually did care about the keyhole thing, the path from the mound to home plate. People cared about
that. It was the last park in the league that had it. Players don't really like it. I just hate to break that to you.
Players don't like it. That's not the hill that I'm going to die on. I know a lot of people.
But it was a unique aspect of the park.
It was neat. It was cool. It was fun things.
Yeah, it was. I didn't really understand that one, but I was like, okay, aesthetics.
Yeah, not gonna yell.
You want to change the color of the wallpaper and rearrange the furniture, do your thing.
Still never understood why all the walls aren't dark blue, but I digress. Carry on.
It was that, and then it was the Tigers logo being removed from the scoreboard and being replaced with corporate sponsorship, and then them just lying straight to our faces and saying, oh, well, it reached the end of its life cycle. Like it's a patient in hospice care.
Well, hold on.
It's passing away.
Let me say this. I'm not interested in proving whether it's a lie or not. I would prefer if you just make the change, tell us Comerica wanted more signage, and you really enjoy the relationship with your keynote sponsor.
Seems like, feels like, by the way.
Much better. I just don't want to make an accusation there. That's not fair to them. The point is that the script Tiger on the scoreboard, that was cool.
Yeah.
That was our thing. Now, you got to call it what it is. It looks sterile. And I'm okay if Kenny goes, you know what? They're taking some of the charm. Remember when the old Tigers, you'd hit a home run and the eyeballs glowed?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe the battery's burnt out. That doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, they forgot to switch the triple A's in those out for another pair.
Right. The timer's on the Fritz.
They need to just go to USB.
Okay. But you're upset about some of the losing the charm. And look, it's been an off season of that. I mean, hello, 1901 Society. Hope people are ready for tickets that are $500-$600 a game. I'm fascinated to see if they've sold any of those. Now there's emails going around. Rieger got one. Have you ever heard the words luxury suites discount? Yeah. If you want a suite, they're 25% off.
Dollars?
No. Hey, maybe it's me. Not sure people want to shell out six figures to see Matt Vierling. My point is, it's been an off season of some changes.
We can go see Hobby and Center.
For 25% off.
There we go.
That was the last thing that upset me was I was like, I don't think this is an actual thing that's going to happen during the regular season. But the idea that they're even trying Hobby and Center.
He had a great fourth inning. Recorded two outs.
Oh, terrific.
So here's what I want to do. What I want to do is capitalize on Kenny's angst. I'd like to know if I can grab 10 people in Metro Detroit. You call up at 248-539-9797. I'm going to offer you something about the Tigers. You, in three words or less, straight word association.
Keep it clean.
Yeah, well, obviously. We have a dump button for that reason. But I would like to talk to people. Like, as an example, when I go to Kenny and I go, word association, Javi and Center.
Can I just make a noise?
That is actually one word, nine letters.
Okay.
You win. But it's word association. When I go to Rico and I say 1901 Society, that's also one word if it's just AH on repeat. Word association. Hey, Ben Gamble, word association. Nope, that's not the right button. That is.
How do you spell that one? How many letters is that?
P-T-F-F-F-F.
Audacity.
Okay. 248-539-9797. And here's my thing. I am not yelling. I'm not dying on this hill. I actually support what Kenny is saying. Meaning, when you lose some of the charm of your ballpark, I think it's okay to say I disagree with it. Now, no, I don't think anyone should be yelling and screaming. Okay, that's not what I'm saying. But the keyhole thing was unique. When we lose unique things in sports, it's okay to, I don't want to say lament, that's probably too strong, but to go, you know what, that sucks, because we're never getting that back.
I'm just glad you can't blame me for that one.
No. The scoreboard thing, look,
weird
again,
flex.
Not going to die on a hill. So many other ballparks have been named seven or eight different things in my lifetime. I mean, go to Houston. They went from Enron, out of business, to like Citrus Fiesta, to Minute Maid, to Like,
and it meant, yeah.
You know, look at the park in San Francisco, which I've been lucky enough to go to, and it's beautiful. But it's gone from Pac Bell to AT&T to, you know, crab fries, whatever it is. They have a relationship with Comerica, and it's like, just say, hey, we appreciate our sponsor, and to continue the relationship and further it, you know, they wanted a more prominent spot in the park. I don't know.
They wanted that luxury real estate.
But it's a bummer because I thought the Script Tigers thing is cool.
It was yours. It was unique.
I like it. I like unique stuff.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not going to make fun of Kenny. I can't yell about it, but I'm not going to make fun of Kenny. So my point is, I want to do the word association the night before the season. If I say Scott Harris, word association. If I say this offseason, word association. 1901 Society. I have 10 things. I would love to hear from people. And I'm not going to tell you what I'm asking you. But you have to give me 3 words or less about your baseball team. And maybe one of them, the scoreboard. One of them could be the keyhole. And it could be don't care. It could be, hell no. And you're tinkering, you've had Torque and Wright, you got Javi in center. No, I don't think it'll be a regular thing. Do I think there's a possibility there's a day game, it happens, and there's a chair drop? Sure, I do. Little getaway day, late inning substitution on a pinch hit? Sure. But I'm not going to yell about it now. Or as John Jansen put it, this might be the funniest thing John has said. I was driving around, and he goes... He goes, you're not going to pre-bitch about this, are you, Cookies? I've never heard of the term pre-bitch. But then Cookies is like, well, that's what I do best. But I won't pre-bitch about some of these things.
I think we need to make that a thing, pre-bitch.
Okay. Pre-bitching.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Hopefully we get to you guys and some ticket texts. And then, yes, I'll play word association around the room. But are you with Kenny on these issues? You don't like the changes to the park. You don't like what they did to the scoreboard. You don't like the keyhole. Maybe you don't care. You're not wrong either way. And then we'll get to the rest of these associations, including the one Rico is uncomfortable with.
Uncomfortable. just
97.1. All right, Kenny, I'm going to get to the people. We'll get some ticket texts. And as I ask these word associations, people can feel free to ticket text in to the specific ones. But it's just a different way of doing the topic. There's a lot going on with this team, and people are not happy about it. I'm not going to pre-bitch, as John said. But, I mean, look, do I believe that we'll see Javi in center on a regular basis? No, I do not. Does it make me feel good that they even tried it? Well, no, clearly, but they don't have anything. The keyhole thing, it's cosmetic. I like unique ballparks. I think it's something baseball has over every other sport, is that every park is different. Every playing surface is different. Dimensions. I like the keyhole. It's old school. I dig it. They got rid of it. Okay. The Tiger scoreboard thing, I get. I mean, it's the personality of the park. And unfortunately, I know what Rico's going to say. Corporate sponsorships are a big part of this. You're going to get logos on jerseys and helmets. We've seen it. The Wings do a great job of living up to their corporate sponsor because they are, in fact, garbage. So it's perfect. But, like, with the Tiger thing, I mean, Rico, the jokes write themselves. But
no, you're right.
But the Tiger scoreboard thing, no, it was one of the most recognizable things at the park. It's cool.
Yeah.
I don't
right
like those
changes. The Tiger outside that you could pose for pictures with. Yeah.
Cool. I like that stuff. Now, maybe they'll get rid of that and that'll turn into him holding a Comerica sign. I don't know. Whatever. The point is,
Banky the bank.
I want to do word association. Let's get to the people. Let's start out with Ryan, 97.1. Ryan, what's going on, pal?
How's it going?
Good, so Ryan.
The word association that I would use is confused.
Okay.
I'm confused by all these moves that they're making. They're trying things out in the outfield, and they're taking away, you know, the Script Tigers. I'm confused because they're operating like a minor league team.
So let's do a word association. Let's have some fun. Okay. So you use confused. Does that apply to Scott Harris? Word association, 3 words or less.
Yeah, confused as hell. Why aren't you making a move? You just came out off your best season in over a decade. You have the AL Cy Young winner on the mound, you know, tomorrow night. I'm just, let's build the team a little bit here instead of worrying about how the stadium looks or how people are going to afford to sit at the home plate club.
Excuse me, sir. It's the 1901 Society. Come on now.
Home plate club.
No, no. The 1901 Society just sounds so stodgy. I mean, it's fabulous.
That's home private entrance.
Climate controlled seats. I'm interested to see in 10 days. Look, I know opening day, I'm sure the park will be packed. Look, the Yankees struggled with this when they started and the pricing. They're going to have to find their sweet spot. I really have doubts. And I don't have the information, but I have doubts that that's going to be full. I mean, the Yankees for a long time struggled, including playoff games. Now, the difference is the Yankee seats are about $2,500 a piece. But bottom line, you know, dollar for dollar, market for market, I just, if you can't sell your luxury suites and you're discounting those like Lethal Weapon 3, it does make me believe people might not be jacked up to see another year of the Zach McKinstry experience. I don't know. Let's go over to Owen, 97.1. Owen, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, the word I would use is a boondoggle.
Okay. In what regard? For the off season? For this season? What are we or the moves at the stadium?
Okay. I'm talking about the stadium. Like y'all were talking about, this stuff, this club seating, that a home plate club seating did not need to happen.
Sir, like, Owen, I have to stop you. It is the 1901 Society. How dare you?
I'm sorry. All right, I apologize for not seeing the 1901 Society. I feel so bad. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I should have known.
I just want to. I want to make sure we pay our proper respect. There's a deep tradition.
I just saw something that they sent Justin Henry Molloy down for Ryan and kept Ryan Kreidler on this lineup.
Yeah, I think what that comes down to is Molloy has to be a DH. He can't play left field, and he sure as hell couldn't play center. And Kreidler can. Now, I am with you.
Right.
I know, he can't hit.
How bad is Molloy when your option is Javi or you?
Justin Henry Molloy in left would make Nick Castellanos look like Al Kaline.
Well, how about this? I will get myself in shape, and I will go out there next week, and I will try.
That's fine.
How about that?
Fine. Maybe, but no, Owen, this is part of my issue, too, is it's like with the pitching staff, how they had 8 or 9 guys competing for 5 spots. Yeah. Trades are legal.
I know. I'm in Evansville, Indiana, and we have the St. Louis Cardinals. Everyone loves them down here. Nolan Arenado is for the taking.
He didn't want to come here. That's the problem. Detroit's on his does not want to be here list, and they couldn't convince him to take that off. There were a couple reports about it. I can't knock the team for that. But when you're frustrated, and look, Owen, you have a right. You have a right to say, why do we have to send a guy like Justin Henry Molloy down, who I hit a home run last night to dead center, and I got to look at Ryan Kreidler again? Well, because you have too many people, and not enough of them are good or discernibly different. And look, Torque is probably just a DH. Justin Henry Molloy, just a DH, right? You got days you're going to want a DH Carey Carpenter. Uh-huh. You don't have – this is where they've got to piece it out. It's why – look, I don't –
DH chaos?
No, I don't want to be negative. I don't want to be negative, but this is what happens with this Moneyball crap. When you don't have enough guys that you just automatically pencil into the lineup, you end up in these spots. And you start collecting parts. They got to keep Kreidler up here because what? You're going to turn over center field to Manny Margot? That's not happening. He's a dreadful center fielder.
Right.
They signed him with the intent of playing him in the corners. Now, if he plays center on a platoon, well, who's going to take the other side of that? Maybe it's Kreidler. Perez is hurt. Parker Meadows sounds like he is going to be gone into June. So,
God willing.
Word Association. Scott Harris. No, and you can take it wherever you want to go. It could be overall. It could be about the offseason. It could be what you feel today. That's why this is a good time.
World headquarters.
Okay, done. Kenny, Word Association, 1901 Society. Okay, then. That's 5
Kenny
words.
Wins, but.
Rico, Word Association, district. Where? Leave it alone. Okay, leave it alone. What? Logo fence.
Low rent.
Got it. Word Association, 2025 Outlook.
Step back.
Okay, Kenny, 2025 Outlook. That's like 17 words.
Kenny, I'll allow it.
All right, just traffic report.
Okay.
There you go.
Discounted suites.
I've got one. I've actually got a drop that works for this. Oh, where is it? The stony one. Here it is. Ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Three words. It's perfect.
Yes. Discounted suites.
Not going good.
Not going good.
That's not a good sign. When Rieger gets an email like he's stroking a check for a suite, 25% off, I go, oh boy. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Maybe that's got some trouble.
New target audience?
Yes. Or Disney's Snow White, an equal disaster. Kenny Ticket Text, what do the people have to say?
Tiger Baseball, three words, no longer interested. Harvey Baez in center field, chaotically irresponsible.
Ooh, I like that one.
I like that one quite a bit. My words for the Tigers, absolute cluster bleep. Can't say that last one.
I like the edit.
Yep. Here are my three words for Tiger Baseball. Free tickets only. That's from Barry in St. Clair Shores.
You know, and that's what's really interesting. This is a team, and look, whether you think it was totally fluky, partially fluky, or maybe you believe this was all a Scott Harris master plan and he's the biggest genius in history of baseball. Factually, they made the playoffs last year. And the combination, when you're hearing about the luxury suite thing, you know the 1901 Society ain't for the regular fan anyway. So right off the rip, you took away some really good seats that people could get a hold of on a secondary market basis.
Right.
Then you talk the changes to the ballpark. Then you talk the disappointment of the offseason. Then you talk about the injuries. And we do a topic a day before the season. Word Association, and what do you think of the changes at the ballpark? Seriously. That's a concern not for us. We got 6 hours of content for a four-hour show. That should be a concern to the baseball team. Mm-hmm. Because you made the playoffs last year. And there's a feeling, sounds like, from you, the fans, you can tell me if I'm wrong, sounds like you're not interested. Now, opening day doesn't count. You guys are going to be three sheets to the wind. You'll think they played the California Golden Seals on opening day. So that does not count. But I'm saying in general, there's not a good vibe around this team. They are still a playoff team. They still have the AL Cy Young. They still have some good young players. Rico, you'd think we're doing radio in Pittsburgh right now. It's very interesting. Maybe it'll change when the game starts.
See, I think the excitement might get died down when it's almost like they forgot opening day was coming up and they're still cleaning up the house. You're like, you got a wedding tomorrow and you're still cleaning up.
Okay. Having a little fun with some baseball. Season starts tomorrow. Tigers are on national TV against the Dodgers. And there's kind of this barrage of information. And I said, okay, let's do word association. So no yelling, no huge monologues. It was, you know, they're changing the scoreboard at the stadium and the script Tigers is gone. And now it's just been replaced by sterile corporate ad. I mean, can't freak out about it. How many of your rivals have changed the name of their stadium three times? Team's got a 25-year relationship with a sponsor. They probably wanted more real estate. No, I don't need the explanation that the script Tigers had outlived its life cycle and somehow would come hurtling down to kill everybody.
Really not need it.
That's just, yeah, whatever. It's just corporate. It's business. Believe me, we get it. You know, taking the keyhole from home plate to the pitching, that's just cosmetic. It's one of those vibes things. You're a baseball purist. You like unique. It'd be like if they make changes to ballparks all the time, yeah. But you don't change certain things. I like that the Tigers were the last team in the league to do it.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
The keyholes, it's not like Fenway Park saying, we're going to cut down the Green Monster.
No, there would be riots.
Right.
But then the other stuff, Javi in center, Justin Henry Molloy sent down, 1901 Society, you know, emails going out about discounted luxury suites. So I said, listen, word association. Season starts tomorrow. Three words or less. Well, Kenny said, while people are not flooding phone lines, the ticket text is spinning like a slot machine. So read it. Go ahead. People can do the word association. Here are the things for the word association.
Word Association, 1901 Society Word Association, top hat and monocle. I like
okay,
that.
I don't think Mr. Peanut is showing up at a game. Kenny,
well,
here's everything available for Word Association. Yep. Ready? Three words or less on the following. Hobby and Center, 1901 Society, Script Scoreboard Change, Keyhole, 2025 Outlook, Chris Illich, District, Scott Harris, The Offseason, and Discounted Suites.
Oh, here's one.
Any and all is available to you.
Here's one on the offseason. Is Iserman GM? That's three words.
Okay. Here's why I'm not going to say that's unfair. You know, again, you come off a playoff berth. It felt like they rushed to get Alex Cobb, who was contemplating retirement, paid him $15 million. Now, if he pitches 150 innings, it's 17. Did Alex Cobb really make you better? Then they went and signed Gleyber Torres, who we have chronicled this start to finish. 18 errors at second, refuses to play third. No one with the Yankees is sad to see him go. Those feel like Tarasenko-type moves. Those don't feel great. So I'm going to allow that.
Three words for the offseason, not bricked up.
Okay.
Always next year. That's on the 2025 outlook.
Okay.
This one just says, bring back the whales, cowards.
Oh, Jesus, the mural?
Wow. Yeah, which I kind of enjoyed that one.
The good old days.
Who bleeping cares? That's the 2025 outlook.
Hold on. Let me, you know what?
Is crazy to think, because you said it last segment, is this team made the playoffs last year. They won a playoff series. They have Tarek Skubal, Cy Young winner, Tarek Skubal. If your take is who bleeping cares?
Look.
That's damning.
I'm not mad at that person because, here, go behind the curtain. I looked at Rico in the break and I said, dude, sorry. This just didn't hit the way I had envisioned. And Rico made a good point. Most people don't even know season starts tomorrow. That's the truth. A lot of people just think the season starts opening day here.
Yep.
Hey, I'm on the Nemos bus. So, like, yeah, like, maybe Rico's right. They don't know the season starts and they're still salty about their Lions. The Wings stink. The Pistons are in, but there's no drama. Like, we're going to have some fun with the Pistons, but there's nothing. Oh, no, big win last night. Yeah, over the Spurs without Wemby or De'Aaron Fox, who are openly tanking. Sorry.
Yeah. Mike, it's funny. For the Javi and center field, I know it's not three words or less, but you know what it reminds me of?
You're breaking the rules.
No, but I'm just, it's our show. We can break rules. You know, at the beginning of a movie, and sometimes you hear the narrator saying, you're probably wondering how we got here. When I see Javi in center field, it's like, you're probably wondering, how do we get here?
I like that. Okay, I'll allow it.
Because that's what it feels like. What?
And it's like a super slow-mo of Javi tripping over a sprinkler.
Right. Hey, you're probably wondering how we got to this point.
Let's go to Connor, 97.1. Connor, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? Good afternoon.
Afternoon, hey. Sir.
So, just like Kelly Illich, my one word is unfulfilled.
You can't do that. You're killing me. You can't do that. You can't do that. You know what? I might have to take one of these off the list.
Just what you asked for, Mike.
I did not ask for that. I thought people would behave themselves. I dropped it. Listen, Connor, if you're still listening, I'm not mad at you in the least. Come on. I can't allow certain things now. You're busting my balls.
There's certain things on Ticket Text, too, that I cannot. You cannot abide by.
People,
can we
have to. No.
Oh, no. No. Rico, it's Wednesday. I'm not getting myself in trouble.
Yeah,
today.
Kenny wants to wait till Friday to get fired, at least.
The straw thing all over again.
At least let David get back in here before I get myself in trouble.
Yeah, that's right. Let David run cover for you.
Right.
All right. Read the ones you can read. And you know what? A couple of these I should take away.
Tigers Word Association for the 2025 season is unwatchable.
Now, see, hold on. Is that... I can't imagine there's more than 10% of the fan base that feels that way.
I think this is the vocal minority speaking, because I believe most of the fan base actually are excited. But the fact that there's an amount of this fan base...
See, I think there's 10% that are like Scott bots. Then there's 10% that are irrationally negative. I think the other 80% of Tiger fan base is nervous.
I think the other 80% of Tiger fan base is that Amon-Ra drop. Like, wait, we just went to the playoffs and this is it? Right.
Ben Gamble?
Right.
You put on your tiger cap and your jacket and you're looking
My word association, I think, for 80% of Tiger fans as the season starts tomorrow, three words. I don't break the rules like you. No. Wait and see.
Oh.
I really think a vast majority of this fan base is in wait and see mode. They want to be pumped up. They want to get involved. They don't know what to do because they look at the roster. Wait till you see those $600 1901 seats. Where's my Tiger scoreboard?
What happened to my keyhole? Why is Javi in center?
All right, stop, stop. Let me go to Adam. He'll get the last word, and we'll get some football or basketball in the mix. Adam, thank you for your patience. What's going on?
How you doing, fellas?
Good.
Oh, man, I'm excited about the Tiger season. Like you're talking about the 10%, you know, that really just, they don't really know the game. Maybe they Tiger fans here or there. But I think, let's be honest, we're three years ahead of schedule from last year. You know, we made that playoff run, which was, you know, let's be honest, it was epic. You know, you'll never see it again probably. But I think we're 3 years ahead. And don't get me wrong, should we have to wait? Well, it's the Tigers, man. And I just think we're loaded in the minor leagues. We've got a lot of great things coming. Mortgage the future by going out and get a Bergman who's probably going to hit 240 with 25 home runs. I'm good with what we got. I'm excited.
Well, there's a couple of problems. First of all, his name's Bregman, not Bergman. It's okay. I just want to make sure people aren't ticket texting and slamming you. But then there's also, look, you're not mortgaging anything but money. I didn't want to pay him a 6-year deal. I'm not mad they didn't get him. The farm thing is where you lose me. We just did this yesterday a little bit. Like, for instance, I mean, McGonagall, by the time he's ready to come up, might be the number one prospect in baseball. One problem. By the time he's ready to come up and give you 500 at-bats and you can have an idea if he's truly going to be really good or not, it's 2027. So I can't do
I totally
that.
Agree.
Yeah, and Adam, that's my problem with it because I'm not waiting around for that. They made the playoffs.
My question would be straight up to Ellis and the rest of the Tigers. Like, why not bring up Max Clark? If we're really going to put Baez in center field.
Because he's not ready.
Why not just bring up Max Clark?
No, Adam, he can't hit. He's not ready. I mean, that's the bottom line in all of it. Adam, I got to let you go. He's not ready. I'll say it to you again. He hasn't played at AA. He hasn't played at triple. He doesn't have the at-bats. He's 12 years old. There are a lot of people in baseball who think he'll never hit 15 home runs. He's not ready. That's it. And even if a guy is ready, and is Major League ready, and everyone's excited. Cutscene, Jackson Holliday, 1-for-38, you're back in the minors. Jordan Walker, the only thing you've hit is a sprinkler and blew your knee. Like, we can do this all day, and then you'll fire back Paul Skeens, 1-of-1. So yeah, we've got to stop that the minors are going to help us now or any point in the near future. And that's okay. If you supplement with players.
Right. But I think for some people, it's if you're going to do this, you'd rather just see new guy and you could go with it and be like, you know what? I think it's the same reason why people look at Torque and his struggles and say, maybe it works out. I'm still rooting for you.
Torkelson and Mize.
I haven't gotten bitter yet.
Torkelson and Mize, two elite prospects. How's it going? And look, I hope Clark and McGonagall are awesome. But people calling up, you got to stop using that as copium to handle now. They're not helping you.
I know, but it's all they got.
Weather's going to warm up eventually.
Words. Mm-hmm. All they got.
All right, let's get a little football. We do it once a week. We don't do it 15 times. Once a week, we give you a mock draft. There's a new one out. Been some signings. You may have heard. Ugh. Kenny, just hit the music. Okay. Remember, we try to do this where, whether it's Kenny, David, Rico, or I, pre-selecting what we deem to be the 8, 10, 12 most interesting things. It is mind-numbing to just go 1 through 10. It's stupid. So, Kenny, be interesting.
All right. The interesting ones. You know what's interesting about this one is this one does account for your new quarterback, Mike.
Yeah, and this, I bet you I'll end up happy.
I'm sure you will.
Go ahead.
I'm sure only outcome is possible. Number one, Cam Ward to the Titans. Travis Hunter to the Browns.
Stop with the Browns. Right there. Rico, it's got to be Rico's reaction. If the Browns pass on your guy, Shedeur Sanders, and they take Travis Hunter, how bad of a mistake is that in your world?
I mean, honestly, Mike, I don't think the Browns know what they're doing.
So, oh, good.
All right. No.
Well, that settles it.
No, to send Shedeur Sanders there would be another failed quarterback because it's a rudderless ship. They have no direction. They got Myles Garrett.
How do you not take Abdul Carter there? Extend Myles Garrett's career. You just paid him $40 million.
Because I think right now, unfortunately, the Cleveland Browns are in the we need to sell tickets category.
Oh, that's a great way to run a team.
Oh, all right. Oh, I know. But it is.
Next.
Hey, we got this guy who could play both sides of the ball. Come out here and watch. And that's why. Abdul Carter means you're actually serious. And okay, let's make our defense even better. Nah, we just need a novelty act.
Kenny?
Just do it.
Originally, Tannenbaum had your team taking Shedeur Sanders.
Now,
no. The updated pick now is Mason Graham.
This is Christmas Story when Ralphie is in the dream sequence and he turns in his theme. A plus, plus, plus. Mason Graham next to Dexter Lawrence. Kayvon on one side, Brian Burns on the other. I'm in. All about it. What are you doing at top five? You're not taking a quarterback? Take a big person. Mason Graham is a stud.
Hey, Kenny, why aren't they taking a quarterback?
We got Mr. Dangerous.
Hey, word association.
Fake as fake as word that rhymes with duck. Do you see how he celebrated signing with the team?
Picture of MetLife. Been here once. Can't wait to do it again.
A reference to winning the Super Bowl. Yeah, okay, dude. Try crawling out of the NFC East basement. Weirdo.
Wait, it was no less ride?
You got to be unlimited.
No Statue of Liberty.
Hey, Giants win total before Russell Wilson was a league low 3.5. After signing Russell Wilson, real difference maker, 3.5. Kenny?
Vegas people were just sleeping. Just wait.
It'll update. Yeah, I'm sure it'll bump to 4. Kenny?
Here's a name you brought up earlier. Abdul Carter goes 5 to the Jaguars.
Love it. Go opposite.
Yeah,
Josh Allen, Hines, or whatever he changed his name to. Abdul Carter, to me, is the best player in the draft.
Yeah, I would take him 1.
And then we have Ashton Gentry going to the Raiders at 6.
Okay, so Shedeur is nowhere, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Now, see, I wonder how much of this...
That's Pete Carroll, bro. That's him drafting his Marshawn Lynch. Remember, you see the reports they reached out on K-9?
Yeah.
They're obsessed.
They are. They are, and they're saying that, you know, he's the, you know, Derrick Henry 2.0. I don't buy that. That's a reach.
I think he's a very good player.
But Pete Carroll doesn't have time to sit there and develop a quarterback.
No, he's 100.
Right. The second he went there, Shedeur is never going to go there. Now, the thing is, it's a package deal. You got dad coming along with him. So you got to make sure that that's who you really want. But, well, let's see. There's another New York team out there.
And the 8-9s are the Panthers, couple of Georgia kids going. Jalen Walker, 8 to the Panthers. Mykal Williams, 9 to the Saints.
Good luck. The word that would define those two, it's just a lot of inconsistency in there. Mykal Williams was a game-time decision for 15 weeks. Keep going.
And you want the business of interesting? We do have a trade.
Let's hear it.
The Steelers get pick number 10. The Bears trade back to get number 21, a fourth rounder, and next year's first.
They take Shedeur. It makes more sense to me. You're going to have Aaron Rodgers for 1 year. You're a playoff caliber team. You put Shedeur for a year to learn. That makes sense.
And I don't think Tomlin's taking Deion's phone call. So
that, yeah, no.
And I mean, if you think
he's LeVar Ball with a cowboy hat.
Think about this, Mike. And I'm glad David would agree with me. The Steelers know how to handle the circus. Because look at how many people come through that organization and are just basically, it's a circus act. It's clowns. So to bring in Shedeur and Deion, man, Pittsburgh's used to that. Like, that's it? That's all you got? Wow. We've had wide receivers do wackier things than that. Looking at you, Antonio Brown.
And Rico, your team selecting number 11 gets Will Johnson out of Michigan.
Uh-oh. You're not taking a big person.
I like Will Johnson, but I'm not happy with that pick because they have to rebuild everything. The secondary has been decimated, Mike, but that's, you know me. I'm all about big person draft, get the best one out there. Hopefully, Kenny, there's not some out there that I'm going to end up regretting if they take Will. I like Will, not a necessity at 11.
At 15 out of Michigan, this name gets brought up on the station frequently. Kenneth Grant goes to the Falcons.
I would have took him.
that's kind of where I was getting at is these are the big people that you missed out on moving forward in this draft.
Yeah, if you need a space eater, this is the number one guy. He's a biscuit short of 350. He's quick and short, little bursts. He's a really good football player, but you got to need a specific role. If I'm Rico's team, if you have trouble stopping the run, full stop, then Kenneth Grant's your guy.
Yeah.
Those guys don't grow on trees.
And so, they do, because at the end of in the fourth quarter, their defense just collapsed. So, yes, you need somebody on the defensive line. And I would just need to see the health report on Will Johnson to see what exactly happened and why he's been MIA for so long.
Oh, word association. Business decision. Kenny.
And 16 wide receiver Matthew Golden going to the Cardinals.
Here's what's interesting. First of all, this is the worst wide receiver draft in a decade. But the first receiver going is 16 overall, and it ends up being Matthew Golden. He's the only, like, when you look at this class, there are good players, but none of them have juice. None of them, like,
great players.
They don't jump off the screen. Golden is probably the best athlete, and you're seeing what teams want. It's no longer good enough to have a great catch radius or catch 50-50 ball. They want explosion. They want juice. And
So somebody to pair up with Marvin Harrison? So you're drafting your number two receiver?
Yeah, but I continue to say it. Arizona refusing to truly make investment in that offensive line. I never understand it. You have
offensive
weapons.
Offensive line, Mike, and I mean, it's too late. I probably would have let Kyler Murray go somewhere else.
Well, he's going to be the Giants QB next year. I have it all worked out. It's going to be him or Joe Burrow. I've got it all covered.
I want Kyler Murray.
Okay, that's fine. I'd be happy with it.
I don't know if you deserve Joe Burrow.
All right, fair enough.
Let's power through the last few here. James Pierce Jr. going to the Bengals at 17.
Wait, he was still on the board? Oh, I would have took him at 11.
Yeah, 100%. That's why I bring
it up. Pierce is boom or bust, if you've read the reports. Uncoachable, knew he was going to the league. A lot of people at Tennessee didn't like him. Then the other side of it, the singular best physical at the combine for an edge rusher. You got to have the right locker room. You got to have the right coaching staff.
Colston Loveland goes to the Chargers at 22.
Match made in heaven.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
That's a go blue fiesta, and it's exactly what Justin Herbert and that offense need.
And the Lions at 28 to round it off take Malachi Starks from Georgia.
That's your boy.
Yep.
Word association. Malachi Starks, three words or less.
There's a couple of sound effects on the system we could use that for.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
But you really like the player?
Yeah, love the player.
What you going to do with Kirby?
You're going to let him go because you're not paying him $20 million a year.
But interceptions and
I don't care.
Stuff,
yeah.
Draft and replace.
I don't care. Plus, Plus, his guy has the versatility to play a little slot. There's some maneuverability there where he can do more than one thing. He's not a center fielder.
Oh, no, I'm just saying because in this town, Kirby's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I'll do it somewhere else.
And that is your weekly mock draft.